Let's go to Mike Lynch right now. He has the warning for the counties. Go ahead, Mike.
Yes, Steve-O, the Weather Service now has officially issued a tornado warning effective until 5:30 for the people in the following counties of eastern Hennepin. That would include the northern suburbs of Minneapolis, southern Anoka, the Maplewood area, and the Fridley area, and also northern Ramsey County. At 4:50, and as we've been reporting through Dean Spratt and other folks, law enforcement personnel have reported a tornado on the ground in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, and this tornado is preparing. Currently moving towards the east-northeast at about 20 to 30 miles an hour. And, of course, if you're in that area, you might want to take cover. Again, the path that this tornado would take at the present time would bring it through the Blaine area, the Lexington area, Mounds View, Shoreview, some of the northern suburbs of St. Paul, and possibly the Lionel Lakes and Centerville area. If you're in any of those cities in southern Anoka County or northern Ramsey County, you want to take cover. This tornado has been confirmed on the ground, at least in places, and it's continuing to move towards the east-northeast. Steve-O?
Okay, it is now 5 o'clock here at CCO. It is 91 degrees. We're going to have a tornado warning now from the Weather Bureau, I think. No, we are not. But you got the tornado warning from Michael Lynch. And you hang in there now to CCO. And we'll be filling you in on what's going on here as we go to our newscast with Dick Chapman here at CCO Radio.
WCCO Radio's 5 o'clock news. This is Dick Chapman. The people to be concerned right now are people in Fridley, Spring Lake Park, Mounds View. The National Weather Service has issued a tornado warning, effective until 5:30, for people in east central Minnesota, including eastern Hennepin, southern Anoka, and Ramsey County. About 10 minutes ago, law enforcement personnel reported a tornado out on the ground in Brooklyn Center. The direction of the funnel was towards Fridley, Spring Lake Park, Mounds View. If you're in the path of the tornado, go to a safe area. It's 1.5 minutes past 5.
This is the real thing. Take cover. This has been Bill Togsted reporting live from the National Weather Service office in the Twin Cities.
That was live from the National Weather Service. There is a tornado in the vicinity of Fridley, Spring Lake Park, Mounds View, having touched the ground in Brooklyn Center about 12 minutes ago. Everybody in that area, be concerned and look for cover. We have no reports of any injuries or damage, but it just occurred 12 minutes ago. Again, the National Weather Service has issued a tornado warning effective until 5:30 for people in the following counties, eastern Hennepin, southern Anoka, and Ramsey County. The touchdown was about 4:50 this afternoon in Brooklyn Center, apparently in the vicinity of 85th and Zane, just north of 694 in Brooklyn Center. It was visible in the air after the touchdown by several law enforcement agencies, several law enforcement personnel, who said the funnel was aloft, but apparently had touched down prior to that. Rich Holter has come into our CCO newsroom from the News Bureau and has some more details.
Well, Dick, I think on our line 7900 there, I think we have Dave Christensen from the Traffic Management Center. And Dave, are you with us?
Yes.
This is Dave Christensen.
Got it. Go ahead.
This is Dave Christensen, yes, the Traffic Management Center. What are you describing? What are you seeing right now, Dave?
Right now I'm seeing a light-colored funnel that's waving and swerving all over. And it isn't dark-colored. So previously, for about 10 minutes, it's been really dark. And it's just swirling all over.
Can you try to locate that funnel exactly for us right now? You said it was on the ground for quite a period of time.
For about 10 minutes. Okay, there it's dark. It hit the ground. There's a big black puff. And so it's making contact with the ground once again. It's in northern suburbs. If I try to find out exactly where I'm at here, I might lose it again.
Okay, but we had the first reports of this tornado. We're in Brooklyn Center in the vicinity of 85th and Zane. And I'm not sure the exact direction.
I'm not sure either here.
But of course...
It's not on the ground right now because it's light colored.
Right. Which means there's no debris in it at the moment.
That's right. It isn't black.
Okay, so
it was really black at first.
It apparently is skipping.
Yeah. And it's still light.
And from the area that we're talking about here, we have people out in front of that tornado. It would be in the Fridley area, Columbia Heights area possibly, Mounds View, and Arden Hills. And I'm not sure exactly of the direction the tornado's going, but anybody in those areas should take a cover immediately because the tornado warning is in effect for the metropolitan Twin Cities.
And this one, Rich, came out of nowhere. We were watching radar all afternoon. The big stuff was up by St. Cloud and a little bit north of the cities, and all of a sudden, right in the suburbs, boom, one blossom.
Seems to have developed right there.
Okay.
And it's still light-colored.
Still light-colored,
The funnel is still clearly visible.
Yes, it is.
And it's aloft.
Yeah, well, it's down near the ground, very near the ground. It's below the tree level. And it's light-colored.
Okay.
And it's swirling all over. It's taking... It's
yeah, would you stay with us, please?
Yes.
Since you've got it in sight.
Yes.
And once... You're not in danger
yourself,
right?
Okay, wait a minute.
Right?
Now, there's a water tower I can see.
A water tower?
Okay.
By water tower, what do you mean?
It says... I'm trying to read it. It's a water tower with about 10 descending... beams.
Okay. Now, I was busy on another phone when you were describing the location.
Yes.
Could you describe it again for me one time?
It's in the vicinity of 100 and 694, perhaps north of that.
Okay. What would... Is there any water around there? Would it be lightly colored because it's picking up water rather than debris?
Well, that's conceivable. It's light-colored.
Well, originally
it was jet black.
Uh-huh. And you're still watching it?
Yes.
And it still seems to be touching close to ground.
And this water tower is right in line with it from uptown Minneapolis here. I'm here in uptown Minneapolis, but I have this video camera that I'm looking at it with. It's turned black.
Curiously, downtown Minneapolis has sunshine right now, but our light's just dimmed.
Yes, right. It did here, too.
Yeah, you're not in any danger, are you?
No. No. I'm over here about two blocks from the Leamington Hotel. That thing is on the ground again.
Well, Dick, if it is in the vicinity of Highway 100 and 694-94,
yes.
And if it is moving to the east or northeast, that would, of course, put it immediately into the Fridley area. People in the northern part of Columbia Heights should be concerned and should be taking cover right now. And, of course, further down the line to the east or northeast is Arden Hills and Moundsview. So people in those areas should be immediately concerned about this tornado that is on the ground in the northern Twin Cities suburbs.
The report we have is that the touchdown occurred, and our gentleman on the line now is still saying it's close to the ground, but there was some aerial visage of some damage on the ground by some airline pilots. The touchdown was happened at 4:50, about 17 minutes ago. Mike Lynch is ready with some more information.
Yes, Mike? We're getting more and more reports. The tornado is still on the ground. It's knocking over some power lines and some trees right now in sections of southern Anoka County, and it's moving into Ramsey County. We don't have the exact location of it, but as Rich and others have indicated, it's in the Fridley area, and it is moving somewhere now right along the line between the Ramsey and Anoka County lines, and it's continuing to move towards the east-northeast. It's still on the ground, and again, if you're anywhere in the area around Lionel Lakes, Blaine, Shoreview, some of the northern St. Paul suburbs, you want to take cover because this tornado is definitely still on the ground and it is moving towards the east-northeast.
Got to get in your basement here. This is cannon because you can see this thing on television. It's just boiling out there. I've never seen anything like this before.
Yeah.
This is really a potentially dangerous situation
right
now.
And it's light-colored. Usually with tornadoes, they're dark-colored, but this one's white, and it is really moving along. It's still on the ground, as I said, knocking over trees, power lines, and it's moving right along towards the east-northeast.
It's dark-colored again.
Dave Christensen, that's you, Dave, right?
Yes.
And it's changing colors. It goes from light color to dark as it picks up debris.
Yes.
And it's remaining on the ground?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
How far would you say it's moved since you first started talking to us?
Oh, maybe 5 miles.
Where would you say it is now?
Not very far from where it was originally.
Okay.
I mean...
Still Brooklyn Park, isn't it? In around that, in that neighborhood?
It seems like it. I can see... I got a water tower on the camera here, and I can't read the name off the water tower. It can't pick it up. And it's jet black again.
Now, you're in the Traffic Management Center. When you say on the camera, you're speaking of the cameras that look down the freeways, right?
Yes, that's right.
And you can't focus that, of course, and you can't pick up the reading on the water tower.
Not quite.
Okay.
But now it's jet black again. It's really digging in.
This is really interesting. You're using the traffic control cameras to follow a tornado funnel.
Yes, I've got the whole thing on tape, too.
All right. The main thing is people in Fridley, Spring Lake Park, Moundsview, in that section of the north Minneapolis suburbs, should take cover right now.
Oh, I
we
don't
have a
see
tornado funnel
could...
on the ground at the moment. And everybody should get in the basement, get off the highways, get into safe cover somewhere. Fridley, Spring Lake Park, Moundsview, Columbia Heights, those places. And Dave says it's he's still watching it with a traffic management center camera along the 694 freeway north of the Twin Cities. And, Dave, once again, you're saying it's in the vicinity of the river in 694.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Okay, it's lifting a little bit right now. It's still close to the ground, and it's now it's back down again.
Go ahead.
Yes, it just hopped a little bit, but it's back down on the ground again.
All right, Dean Spratt has something. Quickly, Dean.
Okay, Dick, it would appear that it's very possible we have more than one tornado, because while Dave from the Traffic Management Center is talking about a tornado that he's watching in the area of 694 and 100, we're also getting reports of a tornado that is very visible on 35W between 694 and Highway 96. Now, that's more up toward that Moundsview area that we've been talking about. I have an aircraft report that they have sighted multiple funnels in the air, so we could very well be talking about. There's also a stationary funnel being reported right now 1 mile due east of the Anoka County Airport, and that is being observed by an aircraft at this time.
I think, Dean, that that's something we should emphasize in this situation. We may be looking at more than one funnel.
Exactly,
that often
Rich.
Happens in this situation, because we have a woman on one of our lines standing by, I believe, on that's in New Brighton. And are you with us?
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, this is a fella at Osborne University at Bob's Produce Ranch. He's looking at the funnel. And your name, sir?
Bob Schroer. We're watching it right now. It's about 79th and Main Street. A real, real big funnel right now. I don't know how long we'll be able to stay on the line here, because it looks like it's coming right at us.
79th and Main? You think that's the same funnel we were talking about?
This is Ridley, no.
You think that's the same funnel we were talking about earlier up by north of 694?
I believe it is, yes.
I swung the cameras around, and that's the only one I can spot.
Yeah, it's really... Now it's dissipated, but now it's hitting something now, because there's a lot of stuff in the air.
And it's coming toward you, sir.
It's coming kind of south, southeast of us here now, coming from the northwest. Right now I'd say it's on 79th and Main, for sure.
Okay.
We got another report here, Dick, that tornado is on west of Highway 65 in Fridley.
Oh. You guys hang on. Okay. Stay on the air with us. West of Highway
65 and Fridley. West of Highway 65
yep,
and Fridley,
are.
And it seems to have slowed down. It's almost a creep right there.
All right, we're all looking at one funnel now. We
right.
got that straight, right?
Yep, that's
I
right.
So.
I think there's only one funnel.
Yep, and that's the way it looks. That's all we can see right now.
Well,
right.
Dick, I think we should emphasize here that while there may be one funnel, this kind of a system has the capability of producing a lot of funnels. And anybody in southern Anoka County, south central Anoka County, northern Ramsey County, or northern Washington County should be taking cover immediately.
And we're looking at some new...
Now the wind is really blowing here.
All right, you take care of yourself, Bob. You got a place to go in case it comes
in? We got customers in the coolers, and all our help is in the coolers.
People in mobile homes should be especially careful now.
Oh,
take cover.
Boy.
Mobile homes especially, because homes, regular stationary homes would supply some protection, but mobile homes...
Just like airplanes.
You got to take cover somewhere now if you're... west of Highway 65 in Fridley is where it is right now.
It's right now it's about a block west of University Avenue on about 78.
Still touching the ground?
Yes, a lot of debris in the air.
All right, we also see another radar signal north, right on the northern Anoka line, and this may be a new disturbance breaking out. But the big stuff is where you guys are looking at. You'd say 79th around in southern Anoka County.
Yes.
Okay.
That's about 2.5 miles north of 694. Now the funnel's going way up, but there's still debris. It broke up.
I'm back on the phone.
Is this Dave?
Yes.
Okay, Dave, what do you see now?
Well, it's split into two parts. It looked like, it doesn't seem like there's much material in it now, but it varies a lot. I was just talking to someone else that had seen it and was calling in.
Now we have a third person watching the funnel. This person is a lady from New Brighton. Can you tell me where you're located?
Well, on 18th and Long Lake Road.
All right, and you're looking which way? Back west?
Well, first it's moved from north. It was north, and it's heading east. It's, we can see it right from our, first we can see it from our front yard, and it's moved past. Now we can see it from our backyard. And my father just got home, and he says it looks like it's about a mile and a half from here.
Okay, it broke up. And now it's starting up again.
Yes, it just touched the ground again.
Yes, now the sirens are coming.
We've got three people looking at it, and if you just keep looking at it and keep trying to tell us roughly where it is, maybe we can save a few lives.
It's getting further and further away from uptown Minneapolis.
It looks like it's moved a little bit to the north of maybe like on 81st now.
Okay, 81st and about what?
University Avenue.
University.
A little bit west of University Avenue.
Okay.
And I can't see it now.
No, it's dissipated now.
How about the lady in New Brighton? Can you see it?
We can see it from the backyard.
There is a funnel up in the air, but it's...
It's up, swirling. Going up and down.
Oh, there. Okay. It's way up in the air, swirling.
Yes.
Okay, one...
We have a report here, Dick, from a woman at Harmar Mall. They can see that tornado funnel pretty good from there, off to the north. It's still visible now, that tornado funnel.
Anybody just tuning in, there is a tornado funnel on the ground in the northern suburbs affecting Anoka County, Fridley, Spring Lake Park, Moundsview, New Brighton, Columbia Heights. People in those areas, be prepared to take shelter immediately. The funnel has been on the ground several times for the past 25 minutes. It started at about 10 minutes to 5, and it came out of nowhere. We have three people on the air live looking at the funnel right now. The last we had just a few seconds ago was that it lifted briefly. Can you tell me what it's doing right now, Bob?
Right now, it is starting to form another funnel, and there is debris blowing in the air. And okay. Now it looks like it's going up into the sky, reaching the other funnels. Not quite.
Just touched down.
Yes.
It looks like it just touched.
There it touched down very well.
Yeah, it's been going up and down.
All right. Apparently, as it picks up debris, it gains form and shape and color, and when it loses debris, fades a bit.
Yes, you can't see it if there isn't any debris in the air.
Dick, it looks like it's really rolling right now.
Okay. You don't have any winds or anything in your vicinity right where you are?
Just light winds right now.
Any hail? Any rain?
No rain, no hail.
This is a fluke. It's a strange one.
It looks like a smoke flume is what it looks like.
There has been some big strokes of lightning to the east of it, but not in the last 5 minutes.
Now it looks like it's
now it's gone.
Right.
Okay. It is out of sight now, Dick.
It's up in the air.
It's up in the air, yeah.
Going now.
Not
but there is
the
a lot of debris still blowing up in the area where it touched down. Now we have sirens.
Okay, you people are doing a yeoman's job. We just want to stay with you to try to keep this thing pinpointed as to roughly where it is. As it moves, as it...
Now it must have hit down again now because there's a lot more debris blowing. Now
it
we're
looks
getting
like
some
a giant
wind.
Swirl at the top.
Okay, you guys hang on. Mike Lynch, come in.
Yeah, I just want to come in here briefly and remind people that just because you can't see the tornado on the ground, that necessarily doesn't mean that the winds aren't still strong in the area. It just means that there isn't a lot of condensation. You can still have very strong winds, even though you can't see the tornado touching the ground. It's still on the ground, and it's still moving towards the east-northeast. It's moving now into the mountains of the New Brighton area.
It's on the ground.
Right.
I can see it.
Okay.
You can't see it in between the clouds in the ground, but it was on the ground at the bottom.
It looks like it's spreading out. It's wider right now than it was previously.
Swirl to it now. And now it's going down a little bit.
Dick? Chapman?
It's practically stationary. It has been for the last 3-4 minutes.
Dale?
Yes.
Yes, go ahead. Where are you reporting from?
I'm from Brooklyn Park, 63rd and Zane.
All right, 63rd and Zane. What can you see?
It's been a funnel, and now the top of the funnel has disappeared, and it's a thin line, and it looks like it's going down. It's got a bow in it, a bow to the southeast. Now it's swirling way down. It's disappeared from my view.
Same here.
I can't see a thing.
Dick, it is moving a little bit further south now towards us, and I may have to jump off here.
Okay. That's Bob, right, at 79th and, at Bob's Produce.
Right, 76th and University.
Dick, I got a caller here from 118th and Coon Rapids. He's looking southeast. He sees the huge roll. It has passed them in Coon Rapids at 118th. It's past them now.
Okay.
As he looks southeast, he can still see the big, as he calls it, the big roll in the sky.
All right. The
flume.
We're concerned about the funnel primarily. You're still seeing it, Bob. Bob may have run for cover, I think.
I've lost it here.
We're still seeing it.
Okay, this is the lady in New Brighton.
Mm-hmm.
And your name, ma'am?
Lori Berkland.
Lori. Okay, stay with us. Bob, I think, ran for the cellar.
Can you get it? Yeah.
And Dave can't see it anymore. You're the only person that's looking at it. Can you tell me again? You're still looking at it?
Yes.
Okay. And you'd say it's roughly...
We got another guy.
It looks like it's going it's coming eastward. Right?
Eastward.
It's north... of New Brighton.
North of New Brighton.
And it's moving east.
Yeah. We've got a report from the state capitol in downtown St. Paul. They're watching it from there. They say it's unbelievable. They see it real well, too,
yeah,
moving to the northeast.
It just keeps going up and down.
Right.
And the top, it looks worse at the top.
Okay. We keep looking at it on radar, and it's moving very slowly on radar, but the funnel itself is what we're concerned about, the big cell. Bob Person is on this other line. Bob?
Yes.
Where are you speaking from?
Columbia Heights, right on 53rd and 6th, about 2.5 miles south of the funnel.
Okay. Tell us what you can see.
Right now, nothing. She seems to have broken up.
There's some good news, the first good news we've had in the past half hour.
But one of the TV helicopters, I probably shouldn't say TV on radio.
Well, that's all right.
Just flew past it just before she broke up.
Okay.
Dick, I've got a woman here that says they've seen a second plume now at 93rd and West River Road. She said they saw the first one go by. They're looking right up at it at 93rd and West River Road.
Can you put her on the air or wrong phone?
She's gone.
Okay. 93rd and West River Road?
Yep. This is the second one. I asked her, I said, did you see the first one? She said, yes, this is definitely a second plume.
Yeah, I think that's something that we should emphasize again, Steve, is that while we may be pinpointing the location of one funnel in this system, that it's very possible this storm, it appears to be growing in magnitude.
Well, those easily clouds produce, up there are awful heavy.
Yeah, could easily produce one, two, or three tornadoes. So anybody in, let's repeat again, anybody in northern Ramsey County, anybody in south and south-central Anoka County, or in northern Washington County, all of those areas, take cover immediately. A
these are northern Twin City suburbs. Northern Twin City suburbs are in danger and should be ready to take cover at any time.
We don't have any reports, however, yet of any fatalities or any hospital reports, any ambulance pickups.
John Lundell said he saw flattened homes.
He did?
Yes.
Where was that?
John Lundell is who?
He's a traffic helicopter pilot.
Where did he see them?
Up in the Fridley area between University and West River Road.
Yes, it will take some time to get any damage reports and injury reports, but...
But that weather is still so heavy up there that it could turn any time.
Yeah. That's, of course, our main concern, is providing a warning to those people in the path of this storm that they take immediate cover.
We're talking about Anoka, Ramsey counties, the northern suburbs of the Twin Cities right now are in danger of a tornado funnel, which has been on the ground several times for the past half hour and still is visible. And our last report, 93rd and West River Road. And this may be a second funnel.
And that's, of course, in the Coon Rapids area.
That's right.